Salam, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai to continue our Thursday live broadcast. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. The time in the studios now is 6:49. We had an extended cycle one thal session, and that is the reason why we could not offer you today our Vedam tutor, but our Bhajan tutor will continue like every Thursday. And so let's begin the evening lap of our Thursday life with a beautiful bhajan, where we adore the different facets of the Lord, the different cups of the cosmic consciousness. Let's begin with a prayer.
Let us offer our most loving and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our most merciful beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us that we fashion our lives in such a way that it becomes a fragrance of your love, that we persevere every second to be a pure medium of your love and your message. With this prayer, let's begin and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a bhajan where we adore the different names and forms of the Lord. The first line of the bhajan goes like this.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram bhajo.
So that is how this bhajan flows, and we will be learning all about it in its various aspects, raga, bhava and tala. So let's begin first with the lyrics. After that we'll move on to the tune, the beat of the bhajan, the swaras in the bhajan, and also discuss about the significance of the various names of the Lord and what Bhagwan has said about these different avatars in his divine discourses.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram bhajo. Sadguru Sai Ram naam bhajo. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram bhajo. Allah Malik Sai Ram bhajo. Buddha Mahavir Sai Ram bhajo. Yeshu Pita Prabhu Sai Ram bhajo. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram bhajo.
Now that you are familiar with the words of the bhajan, let's move on to the interesting part of learning how to sing. Baba Ravi Kumar and Anirudh now give us a slow demonstration of how this bhajan should be sung in the right manner.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C Pancham.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram bhajo.
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 Sadguru Sai Ram naam 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 bhajo.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram 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 Bhajo.
Allah Malik 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 Sai Ram Bhajo.
Buddha Mahavir 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 Sai Ram Bhajo.
Yeshu Pita Prabhu 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 Sai Ram Bhajo.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, 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 Sai Ram Bhajo.
So that is the lively, vibrant bhajan. It has a nice rhythm and a nice feel to it, and you heard it in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. Let us now explore more about the composition. Anirudh is here with us in the studio. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the raga of this bhajan?
Sairam Vishwa.
Sairam.
As you said rightly, it's a very vibrant bhajan, which is very unique in the 6-beat, which is Dadra in the Hindustani classical music or Rupa Katalam in the Carnatic music. The rhythm part of it, of course, makes it more unique. And if you see the tune of this bhajan, it is very melodious tune, mostly based on the rag Kiravani in the both streams of music. So, although it doesn't belong strictly to this raga, you have majority of the notes from this raga. So, in this raga, you have Sai Re Shudri Ga Komal Ga Ma Pa Dha Komal Dha
Ni Sa
Ni Shudni
Sa Ni Dha Pa Ma Ga Re Sa.
So these are the notes of Kiravani. Very beautiful raga. If you come to this bhajan where you have Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni Sa Ni, there's a komal ni which is coming, which adds a beautiful melody to the composition.
Buddha Mahavir Sai Ram Bhajo.
That's a beautiful line where you have the swaras like
Re Ma Re Ni,
komal ni,
Sa Re Ni Dha Ni.
So the transition from the komal ni to the shuddh ni.
Ni 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 ni. Yeshu Pita Prabhu Sai Ram Bhajo.
It's very beautifully composed. And
Dha 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 Madha Maga Pa Maga Re Sa.
That is for the
Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
So definitely we will look into the swaras for each line of the bhajan where we can really appreciate the beauty of the composition.
And I guess there are many bhajans, right, in this raga?
Yeah, there are many bhajans.
Jai Kailashapate?
Yeah, exactly.
Jai Kailashapate Shiva Shankara Manava Bolo Jai Sitara Bolo Jai Radhesha.
Beautiful bhajans. You have many Sarvadharma bhajans as well in the similar feel of this bhajan.
He nirakari Allah, he avatari Prabhu Ram. Dharma Shanti Prema Swarupa Prashanti Nilaya Deva Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
All sound similar, right?
Yeah, really. Because we don't have many Sarvadharma bhajans in 6 beat. So that way this
is unique. Yeah, it's definitely unique.
And melodious and vibrant.
Yeah. In fact, you can even appreciate the way the notes flow, like it's like a step by step the notes are, and it is like a chord progression, like beautiful melody.
Absolutely.
Let's look into the first line.
Sure.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram bhajo. Sa sa ga ga pa 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 da ga ri sa.
Sa sa ga ga pa 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 da ga ri sa.
Sadguru Sai Ram naam bhajo. Nini dani ni pani paga ma pa ma padani.
Nini dani ni pani paga ma pa ma padani.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram bhujo. Da 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 ma da ma ga pa ma ga ri sa.
Da 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 ma da ma ga pa ma ga ri sa.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram bhajo. Sa sa ga ga pa 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 da ga ri sa.
Sa sa ga ga pa 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 da ga ri sa.
Allah Malik Sai Ram bhajo. Gari sa 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 ni ni pa da sa.
Gari sa 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 ni ni pa da sa.
Buddha Mahavir Sai Ram bhajo. Sari ga ma 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 ri ma ri ni sa ri sa ni.
Sari ga ma 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 ri ma ri ni sa ri sa ni.
Yeshu Pita Prabhu Sai Ram bhajo. Ni 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 pa da ga ri sa.
Ni 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 pa da ga ri sa.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram bhajo. Da 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 ma da ma ga pa ma ga ri sa.
Da 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 ma da ma ga pa ma ga ri sa.
So does this bhajan have the usual beat or is it different?
Yeah, it's a bit different from the regular ones which are in the 8 beat, which is Aditalam or Kaherva. This one is called Rupakatalam in the Carnatic classical music, which is also called as Dadra, which is known as 6 beat. So the count will go like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So we will just have a short demo of the bhajan with the kanjira.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram bhajo.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram bhajo.
Sadguru Sai Ram naam bhajo.
Sai Sadguru Sai Ram na bhajo
Sai Ram Sai Ram Sai Ram 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 bhajo
You have many bhajans in the six beat like
Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Sabko Dijo Rama Shri Rama Chandra Jaya Jaya Rama
and many others.
Yeah. It's always a welcome change when you move from the Karvatal to the Dadra, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Aniruddha and Arun sir.
Thank you. Sairam.
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 So with that now we have some understanding of the tune, the raga and the tala of the bhajan. Now comes the most important part, the feeling or the bhava with which this bhajan should be sung. And let's take every line of the bhajan and try to understand what Bhagwan has explained about these different names and incarnations of the Lord. We start with the first line.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram bhajo.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram combines in it everything we see and don't see in this universe. Everything that we can perceive and cannot perceive. Everything that we think exists and we think does not exist. Everything is encompassed in this word, Sai Ram. Sa means divine, Baba says. I refers to the mother principle. Similarly, in Ram, Ra signifies Atma. Ma refers to the mother principle. It is Maya. Ma is mother nature. Ma is Prakriti. Therefore, Sai Rama is the unification of the creator and the creation. It signifies the essence of everything in this world. And that is perhaps why it is the most potent name meant especially for the present times. Bhajo means sing or chant. So this line exhorts us to chant his name, to sing his glory. We move on to the next line.
Sadguru Sai Ram Naam Bhajo.
Satguru can be split into Sat and Guru. Sat is truth. Guru, we know, means the preceptor. Satguru, therefore, is the supreme preceptor. Naam means name. Satguru Sai Ram Naam Bhajo. This line also propels us to chant the name of Sai Ram, the one who is the greatest of all teachers. We move on to the third line.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram bhajo.
This line has the lyrics of the first line but is sung in a different tune. As we saw before, this line inspires us to chant the name of Sai Ram. Let's take the next line.
Allah Malik Sai Ram bhajo.
Allah, Baba explains that A stands for Atma or the eternal soul. La means Layam or merging. Allah therefore signifies merging in the Atma or the eternal soul, merging in the divine. Malik means master. And the other three words, Sai, Ram, Bhajo, we have already discussed in the previous lines. There is a beautiful story of a devotee from Trinidad and Tobago about how he reconciled Baba with Allah, how he began chanting Sai Ram, Sai Ram, and Sai Ram became his life breath. He has held many important positions in the Sai organization and today is someone who has no problem calling out to Allah as Sai and to Sai as Allah. Mr. Faiz Muhammad from Trinidad and Tobago. Let's listen to his tale.
Well, at the tender age of 17, I had just completed my secondary school education, and I did not know at that time what it is I wanted to further my studies in.
Like, you didn't have any materialistic goals for yourself, like, well, every youngster?
Yes, I wanted to do something, but I could not find exactly what was my calling on a material or educational level. So I decided to take a little time out and think about it. And often with so much time on my hands, I used to frequently visit the mosque in my village. And often I would spend hours there in prayer, in doing the namaz, in reading, in meditating. And after a while, I met a gentleman who used to come to the mosque, and later I found out he was the son of the imam who would conduct the daily prayers. And on my very first meeting with him, it really opened my eyes, because most of my Muslim friends, I realized and I came to know, they did not have that open-minded belief to other religions or faiths. They felt that Islam was the greatest religion and the Holy Prophet Muhammad was the last and final messenger. And often in the mosque I would have debates along these lines because I couldn't agree.
Debates with the elders,
elders
or the youngsters?
Yes, mostly the elders who stuck to their belief. And the discussion basically went where I would share with them that Islam is a great religion, but so also is Hinduism, so is Christianity. And at the end of the day, it was my opinion that God is going to judge you not so much on your belief, but on your conduct, your intentions, and your purity of heart, regardless of religion.
Right.
But in this gentleman who I met, this Muslim person, he also was, like myself, searching and very universal. He had also read all the great books and studied the great masters. So I felt a great kinship with him. And thereafter we had very long, beautiful spiritual discussions for many, many days, sometimes lasting until wee hours in the morning.
It was perhaps a bit unusual to find the son of an imam being so universal, so to say.
Yes, yes. It's very seldom that you may find such a person. But I was fortunate to meet him, and he had a tremendous impact on my spiritual development. Because being about 10 years older than myself and with so much wisdom, the more I conversed with him, the more we spent time together, I learned and understood a lot more about the deeper spiritual truths. Until one day, while in discussion, Sai Baba's name came up, and I had not heard much about Sai Baba, but having discussed it with him for a little while, he brings a book and he hands it to me, and I said, "Who is this?" He said, "This is Satyam Shivam Sundaram." I said, "But who is that person on the cover?" He said, "That is God in human form." I said, "You must be mad.
Oh,
that bushy head, afro head man you're saying is God?" And then he looks at me very seriously and he said, "Faiz, read it, but read it with an open mind." And so I took his advice and I went home that same day. And as I began to read this book, Satyam Shivam Sundaram, I could not put it down. I read out every single page. And it had such a tremendous impact on me. Because all that I had learned previously from the great masters, all that I had studied, my own universal way of thinking, I found it in harmony with what Sai Baba was saying here. Things like love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never. And then there were three beautiful sayings that Sai Baba said that really touched me and really opened my eyes as to what his message really is. And those sayings were, "There is only one religion, the religion of love. There is only one caste, the caste of humanity. There is only one language, the language of the heart. There is only one God and He is omnipresent." I felt that so beautiful. And then another one that I really, really like is, "Let the different faiths exist. Let them flourish. Let the glory of God be sung in all the languages, in a variety of tunes. Respect the differences between each of the faiths and recognize them as valid as long as they do not extinguish the flame of unity." So here he was talking, but in a very loving and unified way. But the one that really caught my attention is when he said, I have not come to disturb or destroy anyone's feet, but to confirm each in his own, so that the Muslim becomes a better Muslim. The Hindu becomes a better Hindu. The Christian becomes a better Christian. And then I said, wow, what a wonderful teaching from such a great spiritual master. And having read this now, it really enticed and encouraged me to go deeper and deeper into the philosophy, the teachings, the mission of Satya Sai Baba.
Swami had captured your heart.
He surely did. But in the midst of that though, there was one big conflict that started to arise in myself. While reading, I also read where Sai Baba said, I am God, all names and forms are mine. And it disturbed me from the point of view that I'd always seen or come to know God as being formless, being a Muslim. And here Sai Baba is saying he is God. So there was this conflict now, how do I reconcile the formless aspect of Allah with Sai Baba saying he is God? And as I delved deeper into his teachings, I realized that he also said, I am God, but you are God also. The only difference is, I know that I am God, but you do not. So this conflict was so great, it was so strong in myself, the confusion and frustration went on for many days and weeks and months. Sometimes I had sleepless nights trying to reconcile this Sai Baba with Allah. And often, many times I would pray to Almighty Allah to show me the way, show me the truth, so that I can resolve these conflicts within myself. And then something happened to me. Something came to me that said, if Allah is omniscient, He's omnipotent, He's omnipresent, if He's all-powerful, can He not assume a human form? It just dawned on me and I said, but that is so. That removed quite a bit of doubt from my mind.
It was just a flash? Just something from inside?
Something dawned. As I was questioning, as I was searching amidst the conflict, as I was praying to Almighty Allah to guide me, to show me, this dawned on me one day. And it did a lot to remove a lot of doubt from my mind, even though there was still some. Then what I decided to do, because I gravitated a lot to Sai Baba's teachings now, I felt a certain empathy and harmony with the teaching. I decided to visit some Sai Baba centers. And in Trinidad, there were many. In Trinidad, we have about 1.2 million people, but we have about 52 centers in almost every village in the country.
52 centers?
52 centers.
That's wonderful.
So I went to the one that was nearest to me, and the very first bhajan session I went to, it captivated my heart. I loved the singing. Beautiful singing. And I would hear kasidas, I would hear bhajans, I would hear hymns. And I said, Swami, this is really universality. But more than that, even though I was beginning to feel that attraction to Sai, the conflict of the form against the formless bothered me. And I sought out Muslim devotees, people who had believed in Sai Baba and become devotees. I sought them out and I spent hours with them, trying to see how they had reconciled this conflict and frustration. And it did help me a lot in their journey to Sai, how they were able to reconcile Sai Baba and Allah. But after a while, I prayed and I said, I must then see for myself. And so in 1981, a group of devotees from Trinidad were attending the first ever Bal Vikas overseas guru training program in Prashanti Nilayam. And I offered my name to be a delegate. And so with Bhagwan's will and grace, I was able to spend 1 month in Puttaparthi. And it is on this trip, observing Sai Baba, seeing him, materializing things, interacting with the devotees, hearing him speak and feeling the energy, I began to really strongly believe in him as somebody really great and spiritual. And from the end of that trip, about 75 to 80% of my doubts were removed. And as he himself has said, he removes our doubts so we can have more doubts. So that is how I really came into contact with Swami. That is how I really came to believe in Him.
So it was His message first.
Yes.
Which really captured you. And then when you saw Him, I think everything solidified. Yes.
I gravitated to the universality of His message.
Right.
Here was a teacher that was saying, whatever religion you belong to, it does not matter. All will lead to the same goal. Whatever form and name of God that is your favorite, pray to that form and you will also arrive at the goal. And very few teachers were saying this. Most of them were basically couching their sayings into one particular state. He was a universal teacher coming for the whole of humanity, to bring the whole of humanity under one umbrella.
So that was Mr. Faiz Muhammad from Trinidad and Tobago. The Almighty is the All-Powerful One. He is the Supreme Master. And He is the one who is called by different names. And this line again asks us to chant the different names of the Lord, be it Allah or Sairam. We move to the next line.
Buddha Mahavir Sairam Bhajo.
Buddha literally means the enlightened one. Mahavira is the founder of Jainism. His name literally means the great victor, the brave one. Maha means great, Vira means the victorious one. And he was called so because he was able to have all his senses under control. It was the triumph of the spirit over the body and the mind. In a beautiful discourse on December 25th, 1991, Bhagwan spoke about Mahavira and Buddha. He told us what made them enlightened masters. Let's listen to Baba.
జైన మతములందు కూడాను ఇదే విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క అంతరార్థాన్ని కూడాను ప్రబోధిస్తూ వచ్చాడు మహావీర్.
మహావీర్ ఆల్సో థాట్ ద సేమ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ అండ్ టీచింగ్ ఇన్ జైనిజం.
ఇంద్రియములు పలు విధములుగా ప్రవహింపచేసినప్పుడు అనేక విధములైనటువంటి మార్పులు కూర్పులు జరుగుతూ ఉంటాయి.
వెన్ ది సెన్సెస్ గో ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ డైరెక్షన్స్ వన్ గెట్స్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫీలింగ్స్ అండ్ థాట్స్.
ఈ ఇంద్రియముల యొక్క ఏకత్వాన్ని మనం సాధించినప్పుడే ఇది భిన్నమైనటువంటి ఆత్మతత్వం మనకు అర్థమవుతుంది.
వెన్ యూ బ్రింగ్ అబౌట్ యూనిటీ అండ్ ఇంటిగ్రిటీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది సెన్సెస్ దెన్ వన్ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ డివినిటీ ఇన్ ఇట్స్ ట్రూ సెన్స్.
కన్నులు చూచేటువంటి శక్తి ఉంటుంది.
ఐస్ హ్యావ్ ది పవర్ టు సీ.
చెవులు వినేటువంటి శక్తి ఉంటుంది.
ఇయర్ హ్యావ్ ది పవర్ టు హియర్.
చూచున్నది, వినున్నది, పలుకున్నది, తలంచున్నది సర్వము కూడా ఒక్క దివ్యత్వం యొక్క ఆధారమే.
బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డివినిటీ విచ్ ఇస్ ది బేసిస్ ఆఫ్ సీయింగ్, హియరింగ్, థింకింగ్ అండ్ టాకింగ్.
కంటికి కనిపించున్నది, చెవులకు వినిపించున్నది, మనసుకు అనిపించున్నది, జగత్తును మునిపించున్నది సర్వము కూడా ఒక్క దివ్యమైనటువంటి తత్వమే.
ఇట్ ఈస్ సేమ్ డివినిటీ విచ్ మేక్ ది ఐస్ సీ, ది ఇయర్స్ హియర్ అండ్ మేక్ ది మైండ్ థింక్ అండ్ ఫిల్స్ ది మైండ్ విత్ గ్రేట్ థ్రిల్.
కనుకనే ఈ అన్నింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వాన్ని చేసినప్పుడే జయత్వము అనేటువంటి దాన్ని పొందుతాం.
You will be able to achieve victory only when you bring about unity among all these things.
కనుకనే మహావీర త్యాగికి జయ అనేటువంటి బిరుదును కూడా నువ్వు అందించారు.
That is how మహావీర త్యాగి was conferred the title జయ.
జయ అనగా
జయ మీన్స్
ఏకత్వమును గావించడమే జయత్వము యొక్క అంతరార్థము.
Bringing about unity is the inner meaning of victory. జయ
అందరూ ఒక్కటే.
All are one and the same.
దేహములు వేరు,
బాడీస్ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్.
ఆభరణములు వేరైనప్పటికీ సువర్ణం ఒక్కటే.
జ్యువెల్స్ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్ బట్ గోల్డ్ ఈజ్ వన్.
అదే విధంగానే ఏకత్వాన్ని భావించేటువంటి యొక్క దివ్యాత్మ తత్వమునే సర్వ మతములు కూడా ప్రబోధిస్తూ వచ్చాయి.
దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఆల్ ది రిలీజియన్స్ హావ్ టాట్ వన్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ అండ్ ఈక్వాలిటీ అమంగ్
బౌద్ధ మతములందు కూడాను ఇలాంటి ఏకత్వాన్ని సూచిస్తూ వచ్చింది.
Even Buddhism also has taught this kind of unity.
ప్రతి మానవుని ఎందు కూడాను నియముగా ఆవిర్భవించవలసినటువంటిది ప్రేమ తత్వం.
What has to emerge in every human being is love.
ఏది లేకపోయినప్పుడు జీవితం సాగిపోవచ్చును గాని ప్రేమ లేకపోతే జీవితం స్తంభించిపోతుంది.
One may be able to live a life without anything, but without love life becomes
sanity. Jeevikmanu premane pranam.
For every human being, life is the very life breath.
Ilanti prema tattvam kadiginappude ahimsa hinsaku poonukodu.
Only when one is charged with that kind of love, one will not undertake
jeevyattvaya manavattvam raninchavalanna prema tattvani abhiruchi gavinchukomani koraadu.
He thought, if you want to develop divinity in you, develop love in you in the first place.
Kanuka prati matamanandu kodanu సరి అయినటువంటి యొక్క ప్రబోధను మనం అర్థం చేసుకుంటే ఏకత్వాన్ని మాత్రమే గుర్తింపజేస్తుంది.
ఇఫ్ యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ రిలీజియన్స్ ప్రాపర్లీ, ఎవ్రీ రిలీజియన్ టీచెస్ ఓన్లీ వన్నెస్ అండ్ యూనిటీ.
కనుక మత భేదములు అనేటువంటిది మానవుణ్ణి మతి చెడగొడుతున్నది.
ది డిఫరెన్సెస్ ఇన్ రిలీజియన్స్ ఆర్ మేకింగ్ మ్యాన్ గో క్రేజీ.
మత భేదములు ఎవరికి నువ్వు పాటించరాదు.
వన్ షుడ్ నెవర్ ప్రాక్టీస్ డిఫరెన్సెస్ ఇన్ రిలీజియన్స్.
కేవలము ఒక్కొక్క మానవత్వం భిన్నంగా గోచరించినప్పటికీ అందున్నటువంటి యొక్క దాత్మతత్వము ఒక్కటనేటువంటి సత్యాన్ని మనము విశ్వసించాలి.
ఫిజికల్ బాడీస్ మే బి డిఫరెంట్ బట్ ది రిసైడింగ్ ఆత్మ ఇన్సైడ్ ఈజ్ వన్ అండ్ ద సేమ్.
సో ఇట్ ఈస్ ద సేమ్ డివైన్ ఎసెన్స్ విచ్ టుక్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ డిఫరెంట్ నేమ్స్ అండ్ ఫార్మ్స్ అట్ డిఫరెంట్ పాయింట్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ డిపెండింగ్ ఆన్ ద టైమ్ అండ్ సర్కమ్స్టాన్స్. The Lord came down always only to repair man and make him divine, make him what he originally is, to take him back to the source. And in this line we chant these different beautiful names of the Lord Buddha, Mahavira, Sai Rama. Let's move on to the penultimate line.
Yeshu Pita Prabhu Sai Ram Bhajo.
Yeshu Pita is Lord Jesus Christ. Prabhu means God or Lord. Baba says Ye means one, Su means good. Yeshu therefore means there is only one good, there is only one God who is omniscient, omnipotent, who is the colossus of goodness. In fact, in the same divine discourse on December 25th, 1991, Bhagwan went on and shared the circumstances in which Jesus Christ was born and the message he brought for all of us.
2000 సంవత్సరములకు పూర్వము రోమన్ దేశములో
2000 years ago in Rome,
యూదులు అనేటువంటి ఒక ప్రత్యేకమైనటువంటి ఒక మతం వారు ప్రభావమును కలిగి ఉండేటువంటి వారు.
There was a particular religion in Rome which was popular at that time.
ఈ యోధులకు ఒకే ఒక్క దైవము.
These Jews had only one God.
యెహోవా అనేటువంటి వాడే దైవమని, అతనికి మించిన వారు మరొకరు లేదని, అతి శీఘ్ర కాలము లోపలే ఇజ్రాయెల్ ప్రజలను రక్షించే నిమిత్తమై మెస్సియా అనేటువంటి వాడు వస్తాడని వారి విశ్వాసం.
They firmly believed that there was only one God and that is Jehovah, and in Israel there will be a Messiah coming in order to bring about the real divinity.
Ee yudulaku pavitramainatundi sthanamu Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is the sacred place for Jews.
Ikkada vaari vaari siddhantamulu puraskarinchukoni, vaari vaari mataacharamulu puraskarinchukoni ఈ జెరూసలేము లోపల ప్రతి కార్యక్రమంలో జరుపుతుండేటువంటి వారు.
ఆల్ ది థింగ్స్ వర్ కండక్టెడ్ ఇన్ జెరూసలేం ఇన్ అకార్డెన్స్ విత్ ది పర్టికులర్ రిలీజియన్ విచ్ వాస్ ప్రివలెంట్ అట్ దట్ టైం.
క్రమక్రమేణా కాల విపరీతములు మారేది కొలది మానవుని యందు మనస్వభావములు కొలను మారుతూ వచ్చాయి.
విత్ చేంజ్ ఇన్ టైం థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాన్ ఆల్సో అండర్వెంట్ చేంజ్.
ఈ విధంగా కాల మార్పు చేత పాంపే అనేటువంటి వాడు ఈ జెరూసలేమును వశం చేసుకున్నాడు.
వన్ పాంపే టుక్ హోల్డ్ ఆఫ్ జెరూసలేం ఆన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ చేంజింగ్ టైమ్స్.
అప్పటి నుండి కూడాను ఈ జెరూసలేము ఒక రోమన్ వారికి ప్రధానమైనటువంటి ఒక స్థానంగా చేరిపోయింది.
జెరూసలేం బికేమ్ ఎన్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ సిటీ ఫర్ రోమన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ టైమ్ ఆన్వర్డ్స్.
యూదులు నిరుత్సాహం పడకుండా తమ యొక్క ప్రయత్నమును తీవ్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క దీనితో అభివృద్ధి గావించుకుంటూ తమ మతమును పెంచుకోవాలని వారు చాలా ప్రయత్నములు సల్పుతూ వచ్చారు.
జూస్ వర్ నాట్ డిస్కరేజ్డ్ బై దిస్ బట్ దే మేడ్ efforts in order to foster their own religion and see that religion develops.
Anaati paristhitulu yokka prabhavanu puraskarinchukani rajune daivamuga vishwasinchi rajulanu kocheyatundi yokka swabhavam.
In those days there was a belief that king himself is God and king was worshipped as God.
ఈ విధంగా కూడాను జరుగుతున్న సమయం లోపలే జీసస్ అవతరించాడు.
ఇట్ వాస్ అట్ సచ్ ఎ టైమ్ జీసస్ డిసెండెడ్ ఆన్ ఎర్త్.
ఈ జీసస్ భాగ్యము నుంచి కూడాను కరుణ ప్రేమ త్యాగము అనేటువంటి పవిత్రమైనటువంటి భావములను తాను ప్రకటిస్తూ వచ్చేటువంటి వాడు.
రైట్ ఫ్రమ్ చైల్డ్హుడ్ డేస్ జీసస్ యూజ్డ్ టు డిక్లేర్ అండ్ షో ఇన్ హిస్ ఓన్ లైఫ్ కంపాషన్ లవ్ అండ్ సాక్రిఫైస్.
ఏత వయస్సునందే కర్తవ్య కర్మలు నిర్వర్తించడమే మానవుని యొక్క ప్రధాన ధర్మమని కూడా విశ్వసించి తండ్రి యొక్క పనులు ఎందుకు తాను ప్రవేశించి కార్పెంటర్ పని కూడా నేర్చుకుంటూ వచ్చాడు.
ఫర్మ్లీ బిలీవింగ్ దట్ రైట్ ఫ్రమ్ చైల్డ్హుడ్ డేస్ దట్ హీ డ్యూటీ ఈస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ హీ పార్టిసిపేటెడ్ అండ్ హెల్ప్ ఇన్ కార్పెంటరీ వర్క్ విత్ టు హిస్ ఫాదర్.
కానీ దురదృష్టవశాత్తు 12వ సంవత్సరం నుండే తండ్రి మరణించాడు.
Unfortunately, in his 12th year, his father died.
కొంతకాలము తన యొక్క తండ్రి యొక్క పనిని తాను నిర్వర్తించుకుంటూ క్రమక్రమేణా తన మనస్సు యొక్క ప్రభావము అభివృద్ధి కావటం చేత తల్లి దగ్గర సెలవు పుచ్చుకుని దేశ సేవ నిమిత్తమై తాను దేశములో ప్రవేశించాడు.
He carried on his father's profession for a while, and when there were some changes in his mental makeup, he took leave of his mother and he undertook the service of his motherland.
Kuva puttagane vo parimanam abhruthi anchinattuga puttina pillavani ante ee pavitramainatundi bhavamulu kontha varakunu prakashistu vachayi.
Even from the young days itself, those kind of great qualities expressed themselves in him.
Ee pillavadu janminchinappudu అరేబియన్ రాజులు కూడాను అతన్ని చూడడానికి వెళ్లారు.
ది కింగ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ అరబ్ దే వెంట్ టు సీ దిస్ జీసస్ వెన్ హి వాస్ బోర్న్.
ఇందులో ముగ్గురు వ్యక్తుల లోపల ముగ్గురు కూడాను మూడు విధములైనటువంటి భావములను చింతిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
త్రీ పీపుల్ హూ వెంట్ దేర్ హ్యాడ్ త్రీ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఐడియాస్ త్రీ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ఐడియాస్.
మొదటి వ్యక్తి పిల్లవాడిని చూచి ఈ పిల్లవాడు భగవంతుని ప్రేమించేటువంటి వాడుగా రూపొందుతాడు అని తనలో తాను చింతించాడు.
ది ఫస్ట్ పర్సన్ ఫెల్ట్ విత్ హింసెల్ఫ్ ఆన్ సీయింగ్ ది చైల్డ్ దట్ హీ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు బికమ్ ఎ గ్రేట్ లవర్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
రెండో వ్యక్తి పరమంతుడి పరమాత్మని యొక్క ప్రేమకు ఈ పిల్లవాడు గురి కావచ్చును అని తలచుతూ వచ్చాడు.
ది సెకండ్ పర్సన్ సర్మైజ్డ్ దట్ దిస్ చైల్డ్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు ఆర్న్ ద గ్రేస్ అండ్ లవ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
మూడో వ్యక్తి తానే పరమాత్ముడిగా ప్రకటింపవచ్చును అని మూడవ వ్యక్తి తలస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
ది థర్డ్ పర్సన్ థాట్ దట్ దిస్ చైల్డ్ మే బికమ్ గాడ్ హింసెల్ఫ్.
ఈ పిల్లవాడు భగవంతుని ప్రేమించవచ్చును అని తలుచుకోవటమే ఇది మెసెంజర్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ అని.
థింకింగ్ దట్ హీఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు లవ్ గాడ్ దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ మెసెంజర్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
భగవంతుడే ఈ పిల్లవాడిని ప్రేమించవచ్చును అని తలుచుకోవటమే ఐఆమ్ ది సన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ అని.
ది థాట్ దట్ గాడ్ విల్ లవ్ హిమ్ is equivalent to the son of God.
ee pillavade bhagavantudu kavachu ani anukotame I and my father are one ani.
Thinking that he may himself become God is equivalent to I and my father are one.
Kanuka ee messenger anetunti vaadu elanti vaadu.
What is the nature of a messenger?
Tana tattvanni maatrame tanu gurtinchukotavu messenger.
The one who realizes his own nature is a messenger.
కనుకనే ది వన్ యూ థింక్ యు ఆర్.
దట్ ఇస్ వై దేర్ ఇస్ అ సేయింగ్ ద వన్ హూ యూ థింక్ దట్ యు ఆర్.
రెండవది ఐఎమ్ సన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ అనేటువంటిది ది వన్ అదర్స్ థింక్ యు ఆర్.
ద సెకండ్ వన్ ఇస్ ద సన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ద వన్ అదర్స్ థింక్ దట్ యు ఆర్ ఈస్ ఇట్స్ ఈక్వలెంట్.
ఇతనే దైవ స్వరూపుడుగా ఉండవచ్చును ఐ అండ్ మై ఫాదర్ ఆర్ వన్ అనేటువంటి ది వన్ యూ రియలీ ఆర్ అనేటువంటి సత్యాన్ని ప్రబోధిస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
I and my father are one is reflected in the thought that I and my father are one.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క సూక్తులను యేసుక్రీస్తు క్రమక్రమేణా కూడాను చక్కని ప్రబోధనగా ప్రచారం సల్పుతూ వచ్చాడు.
right from young days, Jesus began teaching such great truths in simple words.
That is the story of Jesus and the principles he preached that we need to emulate in our lives. The ultimate aim of every individual soul is to become one with the divine, just like Jesus Christ said, "I and my Father are one." That is where the journey stops, and the means to achieve this goal is to chant the names of the Lord. And in this line, we clearly chant the names Yeshu and Sai Rama. Let's move on to the last line.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram Bhajo.
The lyrics of this line have appeared before in this bhajan, and again it emphasizes that we should lose ourselves in chanting this beautiful name Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, which is the panacea for all our anxieties and worries. So that gives us some understanding of the immense importance of this bhajan. And now let us sing this bhajan once again with devotion and with reverence. You will now hear the Prashanti Mandir version of the bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bavas University in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashanti Nilayam. And as you listen to this, please join and sing along. Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, please feel free to write to us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With heart full of gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at Bhagwan's lotus feet.
So with that, it's time to move on to the next segment on this Thursday live programs coming to you from the studios of Radio Sai. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and my colleagues Prem and Ganesh are waiting to take over for Children's Hour, the Radio Sai Children's Hour, and I will be back for a fresh episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside. That will be 1 hour from now, and today we are going to have a live conversation with Mr. Sai Surendranath and Mr. OSK Shastri, former students of Baba's University, who are going to share their moments of experiencing Bhagwan as the Divine Master, as the Sadguru, the one who shapes our thoughts, words and deeds. So that's coming up 1 hour from now. For the moment, Radio Sai, Children's Hour with Prem and Ganesh. Keep listening. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.